Kay, it's time for a Future Friday because, the election. Maybe you caught it, but this was always going to happen. Election fraud was there. I mentioned it in the Symphony editorial. Over here in Taiwan, what I'm getting is a lot of people asking me what's going to happen. The Taiwanese are utterly petrified of a Biden victory because for the Taiwanese, Biden means a Democrat, and nobody ever pushed against China like Trump. And no one ever helped China get big and aggressive like every Democrat we've ever known. And to the Taiwanese, both non-Trump, anyone other than Trump, but especially any Democrat, is utterly scary to them because China is getting ready to bomb and invade Taiwan, the island I'm on now. So that's the reality that Taiwanese live in. So there's a lot of uncertainty, and Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen is her name, she keeps saying things like, and she was saying it before the election also, well, we have a good relationship with both Democrats and Republicans. She's trying to keep the Taiwanese calm. And one of the things that I'm noticing is how the world is responding to the delayed results in America's election. It's almost as if someone in America is trying to delay the election just to see how much it affects the rest of the world. Have you ever felt like you're just a lab rat in a massive experiment? And all this stuff that, you know, Republican and Democrat voters are all upset about, it's just a controlled test. Have you ever felt that way? I'm not saying I have any evidence for this specifically. It's just suspiciously fitting. So anyhow, I'm over here and I'm trying to keep people calm. And what happened was the interview this week went very well. They just called me. We talked, and the basic question really came down to why did I want Trump? And the answer was simply military. Every single Republican since FDR, FDR and Truman won World War II. Okay, but since then, we're starting with Eisenhower. He was a Republican. Republican presidents know how to do military, and Democratic presidents, they wage war and they make battle decisions based on polls and popularity in America. It's like, okay, should I give those troops 10 missiles or 5 missiles? Well, what do polls say? Would that help my numbers in Wisconsin 3 years from now? If I get, you know, that's how Democrats make military decisions. And I don't think that it really makes a difference to the American voter whether we use helicopters or jet fighters over in a war. I think that Americans want us to win. And that's why war typically helps a Republican. Now, you think about this, because, you know, I've been saying, and I said to the Taiwan television company, America could have major problems, but they're going to want a distraction. This election gets delayed. There's chaos. The Supreme Court is not going to allow. I mean, there's so much strange stuff going on with stopping the counting just before it tips in Republicans' favor, continuing the counting when it's in favor of Republicans, and then they keep going longer than they should, and then suddenly it swings over to Democrats. Michigan finds 100,000 ballots, every single one of them for Biden. And it's, you know, there's a lot of fishy stuff going on. And with that, the Supreme Court's not going to allow that. It's not because the Supreme Court is Republican. It's because the Supreme Court is focused on rule of law. And Democrat appointed judges are think just like the rest of the Democrat base, which is that the system is always unjust and unfair. So we have to lie, cheat, and break the rules in order to get justice. And that's very common Democratic voter thinking. Not the public funding liberal. Oh, the government will always be there. It is more eternal than God. The money will never run out. Someone is always watching. And there's never anything to worry about. Yeah, right. That's the public funding liberal. And But the Democrat base believes that there's injustice. And so following a system that has only given them injustice, you know, regardless of all the good things that we do have, it's only going to continue the injustice as long as we support that system. That's the belief of the Democratic base. And that's the belief of democratically appointed Supreme Court justices. Well, we don't have that. We have the Republican ideal, which is rule of law. We're a nation of laws, not of men. We have certain policies that we always follow. And no, there's not going to be cheating on the elections. The Democratic Supreme Justices would come up with some nonsensical answer to justify their decision, but their decision really would be, yeah, they should be cheating because Democrats need to win anyway. It's the only way to help the country. So no, it's not about Republican Party support. It's going to be about their ideals. That's how Republicans think. That's what makes them tick. If you don't get that, then you're not going to understand Republicans. You can accuse them of something else. But this is the sad part. Part of the Republican thinking, there's another part of it. And that is that the Republican base, the typical Republican voter, does not believe in the existence of problems that they don't have in their own lives. It's not in my life, so it doesn't exist in yours. And so because of that, all these very competent, very smart, very system-focused, very justice-focused Republican voters have not helped other people who do have problems. And that gave fuel to Democratic politicians. So whose fight is this in America? The Republicans are not going to allow election cheating. And the Democrat voters are not going to allow a system to keep continuing. They want to cheat on the election and they want to make that happen because they really believe that the system is so unfair that cheating is the only way to get justice. And no matter how this goes, Trump is going to end up on the throne for a while. The question is, how much lawlessness are Democrat voters going to give Trump to excuse his use and extension of martial law? That's what the question is. If there's no lawlessness, there's no martial law. So as those Democrat voters are fighting and burning down cities, which we're going to get to, we're getting there. As that happens, they're justifying Trump being the tyrant they always thought he was. It's a self-fulfilling fear, a self-justifying fear. But as this goes along, whose fault is it really? Is it the Democrat voters' fault for giving Trump the excuse? Or is it the Republican voters' fault for not helping their neighbors, for not helping other people who have problems that they don't personally have? Frankly, I think that as a Republican, I believe that the greater responsibility falls with the Republicans. We Republicans have not been sympathetic. We have not listened. We have not been caring to the problems of people who have problems that we don't. And so here we are. It's a mess that we made. I do believe that we're going to get through it. But as we deal with this, the whole rest of the world could be spiraling into chaos simply because we couldn't deal with our own issues at home. Think about how many other people this affects. You, possibly as a conservative, if you're a conservative, I'm talking to you. You think about this, how much not stopping everything, holding the horses, stopping the presses, not hitting the emergency button. Think about how not taking up the causes that Democrat voters need help with has contributed to chaos in the rest of the world just because you and I feel that our lives are so comfortable. I didn't want that. I felt it creeping in. And that's why I came over here to Taiwan so I could get a firsthand view of what's really going on in the world. So, who could be suffering from this more than anyone else? More than anyone in America, I've got skin and blood in the game because I'm actually on the front lines of the real problems that our indecisiveness is causing. Love you. See you next week.